Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next 400,000 minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 15, right? And it's called David Sedaris' Tricks to Great First Sentences. And, of course, it's brought to you by Authority Rainmaker, a single-track, curated, live marketing experience we are holding in May of this year. Beautiful Denver, Colorado, at the stunning Ellie Calkins Opera House, right? The lineup of speakers is equally as stunning. We've got author Dan Pink, punk legend, Henry Rollins, fascination aficionado, Sally Hogshead, the omnipresent, Chris Brogan, Sean D'Souza, Anne Hanley, Bernadette Jiwa, co-founder and CTO of Ion Interactive, Scott Brinker. Of course, our very own Brian Clark, Sonia Simone, Pamela Wilson, Jared Morrison, so on. But here's the bottom line. We have some of the smartest online marketers in one room. And you have got a chance to chum with them, to dine with them. But you can only do that if you register at rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. Now, onto the show. So we've established that beyond headlines, the first sentence dominates, right? In fact, it's responsible for hurling the reader into the story. The headline captures the attention. The first sentence keeps it. And great writers know this, right? Great writers like David Sedaris know this. And as I mentioned in the last show, David Sedaris is famous for writing books like Naked and Me Talk Pretty One Day and Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim. So let's look at David. Let's look at some of his first sentences. For example, here's one. My father always struck me as the sort of man who, under the right circumstances, might have invented the microwave oven or transistor radio. Here's another one. It is his birthday, and Hugh and I are seated in a New York restaurant awaiting the arrival of our 15-word entrees. There are, I have noticed, two basic types of French spoken by Americans vacationing in Paris. The hard kind and the easy kind. When Hugh was in the fifth grade, his class took a trip to an Ethiopian slaughterhouse. I was on Oprah a while ago, talking about how I used to love too much. As a favor to my pastor, Carlton Manning has hired me to work at his service station, even though I am unable to drive. The last one. Shortly after my mother died, my sisters and I found ourselves rummaging through a cabinet of papers marked poison. And it was there, tucked between the pages of a well-worn copy of Mein Kampf, that I discovered 15 years worth of her annual New Year's resolutions. So what's compelling about these first sentences is their sense of suspense or their invitation to learn about an interesting character. For example, like Carlton Manning, who doesn't drive, works at a car station, right? A car service station at that. That's ripe for irony, which is usually comical. And then something about Sedaris' dad makes his son think of him as an inventor. What exactly is it? Need a promise, right? The story will tell us. And this is my favorite. At fifth graders trotting out to a facility to see how cattle are killed for consumption. And this is a field trip? However, these first sentences, I think, are second rate, and they pale in comparison to Sedaris' greatest first sentence, which comes from his book, Naked, right? The story is called The Woman's Open. It's about golf. Here's the first line. My sister Lisa became a woman on the 14th hole of the Pinehurst golf course. Whether that appalls you or appeals to you, you're going to find out what happened, and it's a truly, truly great sentence. And it won't meet your expectation what you do discover, right, once you read it. But you want to continue to read, whether you're appalled or appealed. And once you discover what's going on, you will step back and marvel like you just witnessed a magician pulling off the impossible. So here's a question. Do you read David Sedaris? Do you agree with me that line is his best first sentence? And can you offer a better one? Also, think about these first sentences. Next episode, we're going to talk about how to sort of steal good first sentences, steal ideas, and make them your own, right? But until then, think about this. If you have any more tips for writing great sentences, or if you have any better first sentences by David Sedaris, or if you just want to share any of your favorite first sentences, drop them in the comments here on the blog. And while you're at it, drop me a rating or a review on iTunes to show support. If you like what I'm doing here, do that. That would be helpful. And remember to check out other shows in our lineup. We've got some great shows with Sydney Simone, Ryan Gardner, Pamela Wilson, and Stephanie Flaxman. Go check them out. Until then, take care.